The Four Insights Radio Show.
Welcome to the Fallen Fives radio show. Now, I'm recording this on the day that I finish work and begin 4 weeks of annual leave. So even though it hasn't been quite as warm and sunny over the last few days as it was earlier this month, I'm still very much in a summery mood. So I can't think of anything better to kick off this month's show than this. Get a summer song going from the vinyl version of Your Future, Our Clutter. Now, next up is a suggestion that I received via Twitter from Paul D. Garrett.
what they please. 8 million machines for a human disease. Choking 8 million dreams, 'cause they can do what they please. 8 million thieves, all down on their knees. 8 minute machines, 8 million machines.
Was Varm Dusha, I think I'm saying that right, who I know are big favourites of Mark Riley, with 8 Minute Machines, and thanks to Paul for the suggestion. Now, I'm not a big traveller myself, but I know that many of you will be heading off to foreign climes over the next few weeks, so this is something to listen to while you're stuck in the queue at the airport.
This innovative new idea would have occurred to them.
All their vacation Italian vouchers, 25% of gratis.
The ticket number was obliterated.
Yes, it
occurred to them.
They discovered
standing in an airline queue for the Milan to London flight on a cold Italian Saturday afternoon.
Very summer and winter Florida.
The Italians certainly like their Sundays. And to make matters worse, some sort of rock group was holding up things also. They were bringing elbows and euros.
When you hear
Italian. This is when the great idea was beginning to dawn on us.
The world's small now.
To the Italian.
But a longer schlep.
Extreme cold or heat.
No vistas at night.
Anyway, Diane, with the cooperation of Dr. Dave, open a bureau.
On your dicky from
which not only tattoo your return number to Heathrow on your arm. But also,
le vol de Milan à Heathrow a été retardé.
If you are carrying
des formes de rap,
more euros,
en pâtis d'argent,
into Heathrow.
The world's more now.
So, and people who had cash bringing it back could be persecuted to the fullest extent.
What's more now?
So lost stock in heaven.
So lonely.
Edinburgh Man, which of course mentions Summertime and Skies So Clear, and that version comes from the Nottingham 92 LP, recorded at Trent Polytechnic. And before that you heard Jetplane, from the most consistently underrated full LP, Remit, as I instantly bang on about. Now there are a few songs that capture the spirit of summer better than this one, and I'd like to dedicate this to my good friend Chris, who I happen to know has a tea towel with the lyrics to this hanging up in his spare bedroom.
So that was the first big weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz, and again no one wins a big cash prize. Later I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then I even go and make peace with her. Shouldn't have bothered. Then on Friday night we went through to the Arches. There was only one car going, so someone had to get the train. We got through quite late and we went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting in the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night. Everyone was nutted and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. When the club finished, we wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't like look at her, so we left and got a taxi back to Morag's flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and trying to keep everyone else up. Downstairs to buy some drink. We had intended to watch a football in the afternoon, but we passed out. went in, slid right through. I winked to find English on 1-2-0. Then went to get the train home, had a few in the station bar. We had some stuff left for the previous night's supply, so we got home, we decided to go down to John's Zindy Disco. Same story as Friday, lots of hugging, lots of dancing, etc, etc. We couldn't sleep again, so we went to the park to look at the tomb, taking a detour through the play park. To get in, we had to climb over a 10-foot steel fence, which resulted in severe bruising of our hands, legs and groins. But we had a good laugh on the stuff, especially on the tube side, which probably doubles up as a urinal for drunk teens. Then we walked through the woods to look at the tomb. It was a big disappointment, but the mist on the lake was cool. Sunday afternoon, we got up to John's with a lot of beer and time to watch The Simpsons. It was a really good episode about love always ended in tragedy, except, of course, for Marge and Homer. I was quite moved at the end, and to tell you the truth, my eyes were a bit damp. Then we watched these young girls in swimsuits have a water fight in the street. Keeping us in. We went up the pub about 10. It was busy for a Sunday. Lots of people went out, including my first ever girlfriend. And I still find very attractive, quite frankly, but I didn't really speak to her. She's probably still a bitch anyway. My friend Gillian was there. I had a chat with her, she was still quite pleasant. At the same time, I watched Malcolm make some terrible attempt to try and chat up a girl with him called Joe. He made some remark about a skirt that was barely there the previous night or something. I couldn't sleep again that night. Thanks to some seriously disturbing nightmares. Matthew said I should cut down on the cheese.
Went out for the weekend and it lasted forever. Especially summer. Went out for the weekend and it lasted forever. High with a friend, especially summer. Went out for the weekend and it lasted forever. High with a friend, especially summer.
Arab Strap with the first big weekend. Now for some hot runes on a hot June summer afternoon.
You down or it won't keep you awake. It's the gas work of corporate. Alan Brazil and Hatton on about discipline for all post office workers. Are those who sit alone, involved in hyperbole, about the track, trash who sits in land, checklist. Into animal pens. Verse.
Stop. Castro, the master barber, looks over the Christmas island. That's Jonah, the whale, on its way out of your canteen hell. Hot noon, summer afternoon. Summer afternoon. And the military maker is resounding on the dark, depressed, skilled against a massive Summer afternoon. And the carbuncle of the hieroglyph steeps into your brain. Hot room, summer afternoon. You sit down, take a rest, don't look round, depressed, avaricious, good. Hot room, summer afternoon. Hot room, summer afternoon. And as big as this world is here, the luxury of non-existence. And hot room, summer afternoon. Summer afternoon.
Hot Runes, recorded at Brighton in April 2001, and it was introduced by a demo version that was at the time called Nev's Country, Neville Wilding, of course, being one of the co-writers. Next up is a song by Darker My Love, a band that had Tim Presley and Rob Barbato, two-thirds of the dudes, in their lineup. This is Summer Is Here.
We'll be right back. Πέρα από τις πράσινες κοιλάδες και χαμηλά απλωμένο πανόραμα, έλα να δεις και να ακούσεις το εκλέτσικο σχέδιο. Η εργατική τάξη θέλει λεπτά, κακιά υγεία, ζητάνε τσιγάρα. Σοφοί άνθρωποι ξενιτεύουν σε άλλες χώρες. Σαν το μεγάλο σου αδερφό.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
Get away.
Rock Christmas. Much justice on cycles. Europe around. Keeping down figures. Have you ever wondered, kids, what your retirement's brought onto the people?
Happy holiday.
Christian, a small
happy
town
holiday.
Outside
happy
Athens.
Happy holiday.
For 10,000.
No,
it's 100,000. Drink more, you can get them. All at Lamb and Sellers Sweet.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
Get away.
Happy holiday.
The panic mongers expound on the mess. It's the rights of summer. Eternal perpetrators. Thanks for your butt chop of today. Happy holiday. Get away.
Happy holiday.
Did you enjoy yourself?
One of these days.
Happy holiday.
You're gonna find out, son.
Happy holiday.
Find out, son. You lost the good lamb. Get away. If you must take drugs, don't lie to me with a baby. Happy holiday. A happy holiday.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I don't want to spoil your rest. I don't want to ruin your break. Drive around to your content. But just one thing. Get away.
A happy holiday.
Did you enjoy yourself?
A happy holiday. Eternal holiday will result in your leisure, youngster.
A happy holiday.
Did you enjoy yourself?
A happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Stay climbing. A happy holiday. Get away.
Happy holiday.
It's not right, Nelly. It's not right.
Happy holiday.
Banana wrapper.
Happy holiday.
California. Did you enjoy yourself?
Happy holiday.
It's not right, Nelly. It's not right.
Bills. Happy holiday.
That was a promo mix of Happy Holiday, which can be found on the 2006 reissue of Middle Class Revolt. Now, there are lots of bands that owe a debt to the Fall, and none more so than this one.
Hit my mind, and soon my arms were all around her. We lay and let our hearts take wings and fly across the same. Love came pouring from the sky, pretending it was rain.
On some cobble street, the sound of water near my feet, he found me. I took the wedding ring off of my hand before he put his arms around me. I lived my lie and dreamed his dreams and lay beside the same. When I left, the tears I cried, he thought were just the rain. Walking down some cobble street, the sound of water near my feet,
I found her.
I took the wedding ring off of my hand
before I put my arms around her. We lay and let our hearts take wings
and fly across the sand.
When she left, the tears she cried,
he thought were just the rain.
Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood with Paris Summer. And before that, Pavement with Summer Babe Winter Version from their 1992 album Slanted and Enchanted. Given the theme, we could hardly not have this. Can Can Summer, recorded at Theatre Royal Windsor in October 2009. Now for a holiday song from a band whose lead singer MES once described as a dickhead.
But it always turns out this way. Here I 100th set list, staring at my face, and a note from a fan, Estefania, and a notice of inspection from Air Canada. Sitting at the Days Inn Hotel, Chicago, room 222, with the ceiling fan low, and I just got in the door from Ontario, and I'm going home tomorrow. I took a walk down Lincoln Avenue, got myself a foot massage and a manicure too, and I looked up at the marquee, and hey, it was my name next to Julie Holland, think that was her name. Sunshine in Chicago makes me think about my dad. It was 8 or 9 siblings, I'm told that he had. When the summertime came, his parents put him on a bus and sent him to his uncle's in Chicago for 3 months. Sunshine in Chicago makes me feel pretty sad. My band played here a lot in the 90s when we had lots of female fans, and fuck, they all were cute. Now I just sign posters for guys in tennis shoes. Tomorrow I'll get up at 8:45, no itching and burning like I got the other time. My back, it fucking hurts, but otherwise I'm fine. Sunshine in Chicago. Sunshine in Chicago.
Sun Kill Moon with Sunshine in Chicago, from the 2012 LP Amongst the Leaves. And before that you heard Pixies with Holiday Song. More sun now, this time of the ketamine variety.
You were right about it, now I'm wrong. And I was a goddamn fool. You taught me well. But now I see the ties are bound. And in the reflection. Ketamine song. Ketamine song. Ketamine song. And then I met him at St. Bernadette's. I had him. And I was yelping at the stranded. And from him, you will get an apologization. And a sugar crown.
new Cattleman song. Cattleman song. Cattleman song. Cattleman song. Took an axe, broke the table. Aren't you glad you're married? And since you got married on the island. And Tom O'Murphy, his life was full of sand all over. Full of sound all over. Seeing pandas left, right, and center. You can't cut a man's song. Cut a man's song. Cut a man's song. Cattleman's song. Cattleman's song.
Letterman's Son, recorded at Brighton in April 2001. When the sun is shining, there are a number of artists I regularly turn to. The Isley Brothers 3 plus 3 album is a particular favourite, as is Can's Future Days. And from the latter, this is Moonshake.
Oh,
Loonshake by Can from their 1973 album Future Days. Before I go, a quick reminder that you can buy my book, You Must Get Them All, The Fall on Record, via www.root-online.com. I hope you all have a great summer. And to conclude, this is The Fall at Pontin's Holiday Camp Prestatyn in April 2016 with Wise Old Man. Thanks for listening.